Listening Library presents Who Was Alex Trebek? By Pam Pollock and Meg Belviso. Read for you by Corinne Melançon. Who was Alex Trebek? It was nearly 7 o'clock in the evening on January 8, 2021. All over the East Coast of the United States, people turned on their televisions. It was time for Jeopardy, a game show that tests the player's knowledge in all sorts of areas, from geography to history to pop culture to words that begin and end in a vowel. Many Jeopardy fans didn't just watch the contestants on the show, they also played along at home. Sometimes they played against each other. If they were watching alone, they just shouted out the answers to themselves. Tonight's episode was very special. For 37 years, the show had been hosted by Alex Trebek. This episode was his last. Alex had taped this final show months earlier, on October 29, 2020. He was very sick with cancer and could no longer work. Just a week after that, on November 8, 2020, Alex died. So his fans were watching his last episode, knowing that they would never see him again. The show's familiar theme music started. A spinning globe filled the screen. Then Johnny Gilbert, the show's announcer, declared, "This is Jeopardy!" Johnny introduced the day's contestants. One was an assistant professor of English education from New York named Jim Gilligan. The next was a software engineering manager from Illinois named Cliff Chang. The third contestant was the returning champion. She had won the previous 2 days' games. She was an executive assistant from California. Her name was Yoshi Hill. In the 2 days she had been on the show, she had won $31,600. When he finished introducing the contestants, Johnny said, "And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek." On this evening, the applause was even longer than usual. At the start of the episode, Alex asked everyone watching at home to be generous with each other. "We're trying to build a gentler, kinder society," he said. "If we all pitch in just a little bit, we're going to get there." Over the years, the audience had grown to love how Alex was always kind to contestants, making them feel good even when they lost the game. Everyone sitting in the audience and watching at home was going to miss seeing Alex on TV every evening. He was more than a television host. He had become part of their lives. Chapter 1. Life on the Nickel Range. On July 22, 1940, George Alexander Trebek was born in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada. Since he had the same first name as his father, his family called him Sonny. As he grew up, he preferred to use his middle name, Alex. Alex's father was born in Ukraine, a country in Eastern Europe. When he moved to Canada, he changed his name from Terebechuk to Trebek, because it was easier for English speakers to pronounce. Alex's mother, Lucille, was from Canada. Like many Canadians, her first language was French. Alex's father spoke several Eastern European languages, including Ukrainian, Russian, and Polish, so Alex grew up hearing different languages all around him, and he learned to speak two of them, English and French, fluently. French Canada. Although many people think of Canada as an English-speaking country, according to the 2016 census, French is the native language of around 7.2 million Canadians. That's about 20% of all Canadians. In 1534, a French explorer named Jacques Cartier arrived at the shores of Newfoundland, in what is now northeastern Canada. He was looking for a more direct route to Asia. He claimed the country for France, and the French made settlements there throughout the 17th century. In the 18th century, the country came under British rule, but there are still French-speaking areas there today, especially in the province of Quebec, where French is the official language. The town of Sudbury is in the Sudbury Basin, the third largest crater on Earth. It was created when a comet hit Ontario 1,850,000,000 years ago. The comet scattered valuable metals like copper and gold all throughout the basin. People came from all over, especially Eastern Europe, to work in the mines there. Sudbury became known as the nickel capital of the world. Alex's father worked as a cook at the Nickel Range Hotel. Alex often got to sit in the hotel's kitchen while his father cooked. Sometimes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?